to stop the strike. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The House has passed a bill that would impose on nationwide rail unions the tentative agreement reached in September but rejected by the rank and file of four of the unions. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre imploring the Senate to pass it as well.
Now we're at a place where the president has been very clear that we have to avert a rail shutdown.
But Senate passage is not assured.
There's bipartisan skepticism in the Senate. It's a challenge to break a filibuster. Bernie Sanders wants a vote on the House medical leave provision. There's worry of economic catastrophe if unions strike next week.
Fox's Chad Pergram at the Capitol. Congressional Republicans critical of the White House for delegating a fix to the threatened rail strike on Congress. President Biden's student loan debt forgiveness program remains on hold. A federal appeals court in New Orleans refusing an emergency request to set aside a lower court decision that found the plan to be unlawful. The administration has said it would take the case to the U.S. Supreme Court. House Democrats have held their leadership elections.
New York's Hakeem Jeffries becomes the new House minority leader, with Catherine Clark of Massachusetts as whip and Pete Aguilar from California as caucus chair. The new leadership will have their work cut out for them, as Republicans are set to take back the House. Jeffries says he's willing to work with the other side to find common ground.
Our commitment is always to extend the hand of partnership whenever and wherever possible.
Jeffries says they will push back against what they call extremism.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. Representative Jeffries will be the first black to lead either party in Congress. This week's Giving Tuesday raised a record $3.1 billion for charitable causes in 24 hours. The event that started as a hashtag in 2012, celebrating its 10th anniversary this year. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
President Biden pushed the button to light the national Christmas tree in Washington last night, offering holiday hopes.
During this holiday season, reflect on our blessings, that despite our differences, there are far more things that unite us as one America.
It's not just inflation that's pushing gift prices higher this holiday season. Economists say rampant shoplifting is costing everybody.
Just what we need, higher prices in the thick of the holiday shopping season. But that's what some economists are saying. Due to rampant crime, often coordinated retail theft we've seen over the last couple of years. Experts say the main culprits are usually gangs of professional shoplifters that have this down to a science, like a well-oiled machine. They call them smash and grabs. It's happening to small boutiques and especially to big chain stores like Nordstrom and Target. Target in particular expects to lose over $600 million in gross profit by the end of the year due to what's called shrinkage from shoplifters.
Fox's Anita Vogel. The Treasury Department has sent 6 years of former President Trump's tax returns to the House Ways and Means Committee after Mr. Trump lost a three-year court battle to prevent that. In Wisconsin, a youngster's been charged with shooting his own mother to death.
Police say a 10-year-old Milwaukee boy is currently charged as an adult with first-degree reckless homicide. Investigators say he shot his mother with her own gun after she refused to buy him a virtual reality headset. The unnamed boy's lawyers are hoping to move the proceedings to juvenile court. Police say the family members claim he had a history of disturbing behavior, including swinging a puppy around by its tail and setting furniture on fire with a balloon filled with flammable liquid. Tom Graham, Fox News.
And in Washington, I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.